Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Long ago, and oh so far away, I fell in love with you. Before the second show, ooh, and your guitar and you sound so sweet and clear, yeah, yeah, but your just the radio.
Junior.
Nobody does it better.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Take it from me, it's a chase and a fair. Oh yes it is. And I can't hardly wait to be with you again. Come again. Whoa, come on back to me again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. I wanna be, I've got to be anywhere you are. Don't you I love you. It's alright now. it right there, keep it right there, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, it's alright, it's alright. Ooh, baby, it's alright, it's alright. Hey, say it's alright, it's alright. Say, ooh, baby, it's alright, it's alright. It's alright now. I wonder, where are you again tonight? And are you holding someone else real tight? I wonder, yeah, yeah. When you do that, like you do that, yes, I do, yeah. Cause all I wanna do is keep it right there, keep it down there, yeah, 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 yeah. I wait for love, but I just don't wanna be a fool. Oh, me, oh, my.
Me, oh, my.
Oh,
no,
I'm a fool for you, baby.
Oh, me, oh, my.
You know that I'm crazy, baby.
Crazy,
yes, you do.
Baby.
Oh, me, oh, my. Oh, I'm a fool for you, baby.
All right, guys, royalty, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast on Enhancing Awareness Radio. This is Spiritual Soul Sunday. You know, I am your host, Saruta Seven Oracle. Some also known as Keeping Boy, guys. And today, guys, yesterday was amazing. Happy Father's Day. Yesterday was my birthday, y'all. Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers out there. You know what I mean? Not just the, to all of the fathers out there, let me say that, you know what I mean? Just, you know, if you participated in bringing forth, you know, a child into this world, you know what I'm saying, this day, I don't care if you're a deadbeat or whatever, you know, I always used to tell the women, you know, do not bash the fathers because at one point he was a part of you, you know what I mean? At one point, he was riding that dope stick, right? But, you know, at one point, you know what I'm saying, you loved him, and at one point, you know what I mean? So if you went that far to bring forth and create, you know what I'm saying, like, why not give him that much respect? I don't know y'all situations or whatever. Some are worse than others. I get all of that. But at what point do we start uplifting our men? You know what I mean? I always spoke it. I spoke it about 2-3 years ago that our men are going to heal. Our men are going to heal, and I'll be goddamn if we not healing. And I'm proud of us. So I wanted to start off with that, guys. So, and I know a lot of good fathers. You know, it's like once I started to change my inner world, you know, I started to attract. You know, I always say you always attract what you are. So if you attract the low vibratory shit, you know what I mean? For me, okay, we live by experience. So for me, I had to look myself in the mirror. I'm like, wait a minute. Why am I attracting all of these low vibratory situations? Why can't I be truly happy and the happiness is shining from within? It wasn't until I looked in my mirror and I started to take accountability for my projection. And I'm talking on a subconscious level. That's where you have to dig deep. And when you dig deep, right, we get to this place of frequency. You know, we arrive. When they say, you know, we arrive to this place of frequency where happiness is not something that you create to fill a void, but it's something that shines from within you. And no one can take it. No test, no obstacles, no, you know what I mean? Even in the darkest obstacle, you still have your light. And even in death, you know what I'm saying? No one still cannot take that light because the light is going to shine even brighter, you guys. So it's a win-win situation, right? So anyhow, today's, I had a heavy podcast this weekend. I did both podcasts was heavy this weekend, but I said, nah, I want to go a little lighter because you know, out of all the shit that I've grown through and all the shit that the planet is growing through, you know, I was like, you know what, let me pause and let me just do a segment on something that I know about, and that's loving yourself, okay? And loving yourself despite it all, you guys. So that's some shit I know about. Years ago, I was in rehab, y'all. I did like 10 rehab inpatient numbers. You know what I'm saying? Because I had an addiction problem in my day. And, you know, alcohol, drugs, you know. Although I got through it. You know what I mean? And consistency, and I'm proud of that as well. Yet, when I was in one of my rehab numbers, I looked at my counselor, and she was a lady from New York, Jersey, I think. No, Connecticut. She's bougie. I'm Connecticut, honey. So, you know, I looked at her. Old, wise, dreads, you know, spiritual, older. And when I say that, I mean she know her shit. That's what I'm saying. And I looked at her, and it was nothing you could ask Ms. Gale. And I know if she's seen me, I want to see her. I know if she's seen me, she's going to be proud of me today. But anyhow, I looked at Ms. Gale, and I said, you know, how does one love yourself? Like, how do you love yourself? You know, I was like, how do you love yourself? I was honest that I didn't know how to love myself. I did not know what that was. And she looked at me, and I've never seen her look at me like this, you guys. But she looked, and she said, she just held her head down. And she said, ooh, baby, that takes time. And I will never forget that because she was honest with me with the answer. She wasn't trying to go and they didn't have YouTube and stuff back then in the early 2000s, but she couldn't answer me. She had an answer for everything, but she was honest, you guys, and that did something for me, though. That planted a seed, and it sent me off on a quest. And the quest was like I had to dig deep in my shadow work. You know what I mean? So I started to, like, it was about 6 years, raw, straight shadow work. You know, unpinning my past, unpinning, you know, the many layers of trauma that I had to grow through. And, I mean, that the root is deep. But I will tell you guys, although the root is deep, I had to go back to age, I want to say age 5, but even in my unlayering of my own onion, I started to tap into age 4 in age 3. You know, like as the more you heal, the more you'll start to remember. So I wanted to lay out this podcast because I know many of you, you know, and I see it all the time on social media platforms, like many people really don't know. You know what I'm saying? They really don't know. And looking in their own mirror is just too heavy. You know, one of my old friends was like, you know, Keith, I was there, okay? I went there, but I had to get out. She said it was too dark. And she was honest with me. She said it was too dark. So I know a lot of you guys might have some deep, dark shit. Although what I've noted also is even when a spiritual teacher was telling me that her father was the one who molested her, and when she said that, I started to think, oh, my God, how many women, you know what I'm saying, have been, you know, harboring that pain of their own father was their first molester. You know, I mean, it's just, and I've actually seen this one when, you know, the first molester was your own father. And I'm not saying mine. I'm just saying when I seen it as far as, like, in the community, you know what I'm saying? Like, as I got older, I would see the same tape playing, you know, just in different scenarios and different situations and different people's lives is what I'm saying. It's like, you know, the track never stops. It just remixes itself in different situations as the generations reincarnate. You know what I mean? It's the same show, different cast, or however that thing go. But really, for real, you know, it's like, okay, when does this come to a halt to where we stop reliving all these traumas? You know what I mean? And I'm speaking from my heart today because I see so much trauma in the world. And, you know, and I'm proud of us because what I'm seeing is that we are acknowledging that, okay, there is a problem here. There is a root here. You know what I'm saying? And just today, you know, friends was thanking me. They was like, thank you for your transparency. You know what I mean? Most of all, your transparency. And when I was going through my darkest hour, dark night of the soul, y'all, I was transparent about my shit. I didn't hide. You know, I was so mad at my mother too. You know, I did not hide the fact that I was not just angry, but I was hurt. You know what I mean? And when I got through that, I'm so glad I got through that and was able to be alive, you know what I mean, because it was dark. Yet, you know, the greatest obstacle, which I call the dark night of the soul, you know, is divine. You know, that too is orchestrated, because if we don't get deep and dark in our own mud, how do we heal effectively is my question. We don't. Remix it and you keep, you know, bottling it until you just erupt. And I erupted. And sometimes that needs to happen. So if anybody is listening, guys, you know, I don't encourage you to unpack your bags without supervision. You know what I'm saying? Because I did have help. Many years of help, you guys. I had to hire some people, you know what I'm saying, and get assistance. You know, I had to admit, hey, y'all, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but I'm unpacking this shit. I'm not, will not, you know what I mean? And I'm talking zero tolerance for my own mess. So I had to get help. I had to admit. Step one, they say, in recovery, step one, even though those step styles, those are spiritual principles. It doesn't have to be Alcoholics Anonymous. You can apply those principles to every aspect of your life, and I apply them to spirituality. You know what I mean? So those steps help in recovery, rehab, all of that shit. Hell, it all played this role. So that takes us into this podcast today, guys, about loving yourself. There are layers to that, and the first one is the shadow work. So I'm going to let Ralph, because Ralph helped me, right? I'm going to put the YouTube, as you guys know, anybody that I use, I will put the video credit so you guys can go like and subscribe to the channel. Ralph is one of those people who helped me through my shit. You know, the universe ordained him to be a teacher on the YouTube platform when YouTube was just fresh out there. You know what I mean? Bobby Hemmett, Brother Panic, Dr. Phil Valentine, you know, Red Pill, Blue Pill, you know, just all our brothers and sisters, even knowingly and unknowingly, you know, putting things out there, you know what I'm saying, is what really have bro yourself, another one, you know what I'm saying, like when people don't even know you're helping, you know. So I love Brother Rich, you know, one of the number ones that I actually, because I do radio now, you know what I mean, but he was one of the, so anyway, guys, you know, we all play a role in helping one another, and when we are doing the right thing by being transparent, you just never know who you're helping, right? So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I don't want to be too long, but I think it's like four different clips, short clips, like 20 minutes each, about the different levels, you know what I mean? And that can help spark you on your quest, right? So, all right, we're going to start with Shadow Work, guys.
There are many wolves in sheep's clothing all around us. There is a Japanese folktale, Deep Divers, which goes like this. Each one of us has three faces we show to the world. The second face is the face we show to our close friends and family. And the third face is the face that nobody sees. And that is the truest reflection of who you really are. Now, I say this. We all have three versions of ourselves, including the cat down the road. The first version is who we show to the world. The side of ourselves we show to the world every single day. The second version, how we see ourselves in our minds. And the third version is who we actually are. And sometimes we don't even know who we really are. We don't even know all the sides of ourselves. We don't even know that we have a shadow side. Each one of us has a shadow side. And until you face it, you are never, ever going to activate your true potential. Deep Divers, we got a whole lot to talk about. Peace, infinite waters, diving deep once again. Beautiful Deep Divers, we are out here in the heart of nature, baby. We got the sun shining. We got butterflies all over the place. We got the cat down the road. I'm in a zen state, Deep Divers, just woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Sending you tons of light and darkness. Yes, take those shadows, and take those shadows. Shadow Work 101 explained. Now, are you aware that you might be repressing your shadow side? We all are, to some extent, and the whole of life is actually about no longer suppressing that shadow side. No longer being afraid of the darkness. Were you afraid of the dark as a child? Many people in this matrix are wolves in sheep's clothing. On the outside, it looks fantastic. I'll buy it. But on the inside, there's a monster lurking. Each one of us, angel and demon within us. Each one of us has dark and light within us. But in this society, you have been told to be ashamed of the darker side of yourself. You have been told to be ashamed and to feel guilty about the undesirable aspects of yourself. So, throughout life, a lot of people suppressed their shadow side until one day, it comes out at the most unexpected time. And people are like, oh my gosh, I can't believe she said that. Oh my gosh, I can't believe he said that. You see, if you don't learn about your shadow side and do shadow work, it's going to come out And it might come out at a very inconvenient time. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? So wonderful, deep divers. Let me share with you what's helped me along my journey. Shadow work 101. What is shadow work? Simply put, it's when you learn that we all have unconscious disorders. We all have a dark side to us. We all have things which society calls unacceptable, not allowed, undesirable. We are all deeply flawed. We all have a hidden dark side to us, not just peace, love, and light, and kumbaya. No, a lot of us, we have a monster inside of us. It's not a bad thing. In fact, it's natural. Your shadow side is natural. When you turn your back to the sun, a shadow forms. Shadows are natural. If you are a photographer, you know that you need shadows, midtones, and highlights to get the perfect exposure. But in our society, we call dark things bad and light things good. That is why growing up, a lot of people have suppressed their emotions, and there is a lot of repression going on with so many people. We only want to be seen as living a perfect life, but that's not reality. The truth of the matter is, a lot of us, we've got a whole lot of skeletons in our closet. Now, Ralph, what's your shadow? Because you always seem to be smiling. Deep divers, I'm telling you my shadow. I'm expressing my shadow side every single day. I'm talking about COVID-19. We ain't having it. I'm talking about, hey, I think that nobody should be wearing a face mask 24/7 because it causes hypoxia. People can't breathe. I feel that the whole world is a stage. I feel that we got to stand up for what we believe in. I feel that this whole thing is planned. This whole pandemic is total nonsense. Oh, my gosh, Rob, I can't believe you said it. Yeah, I said it. And what? That's my shadow side coming out, deep divers. I've made videos that most people would be afraid to talk about in their whole existence. Because for a long time, I had thoughts in my mind, deep divers, like, actually, I feel a certain way about this, but I was afraid to talk about it. So I would repress my feelings and emotions and suppress them as well. Then one day I said, hey, I can no longer hold this in. Then I just said, this whole thing is a joke. This whole matrix is so fake. And I started to allow my shadow side to come out. And it freed me. It liberated me. You see, once you learn to own your shadow side 100%, it will actually be the gateway to your freedom, the gateway to your self-healing. When you realize that actually there are so many different sides to yourself that you have to learn about. A lot of us in this matrix, we wear a happy mask, or we just wear a mask. It's not who we really are. You at your job just over broke. Sometimes you have to be a certain way. Otherwise, you're going to get fired, right? Right. So a lot of us, we realize that certain behaviors are rewarded in society and certain behaviors are shunned upon. Now, a lot of us, we have a tendency to always be liked by other people. That's why the like button is huge, right, in social media and in society. A lot of people don't like to be an outcast. A lot of people do not like to be unpopular. A lot of people don't like. Well, in actuality, that is your shadow side. It is the undesirable aspects of yourself. It is the flawed you. It is the you nobody knows about. It is the darker side of you, not just the peace, love, and light. It's also the anger, the frustration, the madness. You want to pull out your hair. It's the screaming side of you. Now, how do we access that? We have to learn how to lose this persona, which is this social mask. And talking to face masks, we ain't having it. We got to learn to speak our heart and mind. We got to learn how to speak our heart and mind every single day without sugarcoating it. We got to learn how to embrace a bit of truth instead of a sweet lie. Slow motion this life. We got to get real with ourselves and stop putting on a front. Must we hide our shadows and we replace them with lights, flashing lights. Hey, look at me. My life is perfect on social media or in real life. It's perfect. No, it's not. When we can learn how to be honest, our shadow springs forth. When we can learn how to be vulnerable, our shadow springs forth. I've been making a lot of videos exposing this whole pandemic, and a lot of people have been watching them. A lot of those videos have gone viral, but I'm like, wait a minute. Why aren't other people making videos as well about how they feel? You see, they are, that could be you, seeing their shadow side. They feel what I'm saying, but they're afraid to say it because they don't want their shadow to come out. Because everybody knows them to be this goody-goody two-shoes. Me, I don't care what you think. I am that I am. Shadow work 101. You have to realize this. Life is not just about kumbaya, meditation under a tree. Life is not just about nirvana. Life is not just about seeing the positive in everything. It's also seeing the negative in everything. You see, if you look at a battery, you got negative and positive. But it's the one force. So what happens if you disregard the negative? What happens if you disregard the shadows? There is no power. Your true power comes from owning your shadow side to make sure you realize that your shadow side is not negative. In fact, it can become your best friend because it can help you work on areas of yourself you didn't know you had to work on. Like, shadow work begins when you become conscious of your shadow. Now, right now. You see, that's how B-Rabbit won the battle in 8 Mile. He exposed himself so nobody can use his past against him. He exposed himself. That's what I do every single day. I say, actually, my life's been rough. Actually, I'm not perfect. Actually.
You know, he mentioned something very profound, and that's about exposing yourself. You know what I mean? So if you accept yourself, if you expose yourself, and if you love yourself in your totality, who can take that away from you?
I was hospitalized. Actually, sometimes that can be pretty rude to people, deep divers. Because people always say, Ralph, you're so compassionate. But sometimes I can be a total asshole, but I own it. That's the shadow side. Awareness. To say, actually, sometimes I've got a monster lurking inside of me. And that's okay. Sometimes I can be really annoying. And that's okay. Sometimes I can get really angry. And that's okay. Sometimes I can get really frustrated about what's happening. I can get really frustrated about what's happening on this planet. I feel like lockdowns are totally out of order. I feel like mandatory face masks are totally out of order. I feel it's like a form of child abuse, right? When you start to say how you really feel, that's embracing your shadow side. When you stop worrying about what other people think of you, that's embracing your shadow side. So I had to learn that actually I wasn't just this saint. I was also the sinner at the same time.
Mm.
What? Slow motion this side.
Mm.
When we talk of shadow work 101 explained, you have to realize a lot of us, we have unresolved issues. We have childhood trauma. Unresolved issues, childhood trauma. A childhood trauma I had when I was actually doing the work, the shadow work, was actually because I was always traveling as a child. I was born in London, but I've lived in West Africa, Sierra Leone. I've lived in Sudan. I've lived in Ethiopia. I've been all around the world. And because I was always moving around, I never had a home. And that was an unresolved issue I had. I could never actually be in one place. And it was sometimes hard for me to connect with other people because I'm like, hey, I've got to move soon, right? So it's when you realize all of these unresolved issues that you have within yourself and you learn how to make peace with them, this is how to uncover your shadow side. When you recognize the unresolved issues within yourself, a lot of people have issues of attachment because maybe they were abandoned as children and they feel everyone is going to abandon them. So they really hold on, right? So we have to learn who we are today is a result of who we were yesterday. The traumas we endured. And this is what shadow work is. It's when you actually go back to your childhood and say, okay, that really screwed me up back then, and it's still screwing me up right now, but now I can do something about it. You see, this is how you learn how to integrate your shadow. Every single day, I want you to realize, in our society, we think that everything that is dark is negative. So negative, Ralph, no, because in our darkest moments, we become illuminated. What? Slow motion this side. Like, be honest, deep divers, how many times have you gone through a really dark experience, a really dark day? But afterwards, you're like, oh my gosh, I learned so much, Ralph. Oh my gosh, it made me a stronger person. Oh my gosh, it taught me the biggest lesson of my life. You see, it takes the darkness for us to become illuminated. It takes the darkness for us to become wise. So we have to form a better relationship to the dark side and realize it's not negative. In fact, if you look at the English language, just poke your nose into a dictionary. Everything white is good. Everything black is bad. Black male, black market. So whitelisting. So you have been conditioned and programmed to believe that darkness is something negative, when in actuality, that is your freedom ticket. Because I told you, everything in this matrix is in reverse. The Dark Knight, only in the dark night can you see the star shining. I want you to always remind yourself of that. Now, when we talk of shadow work and how we go about it, it's about realizing you have to say the stuff that's scary. Because suppression is depression. And that's why a lot of people, oh, they're going to be in for a rude awakening once that shadow is let outside of the bag. Because it's going to come out. It's inevitable. You might have to tell your parents something, but you're afraid. You might have to tell your friends something, but you're afraid to speak up. Now, this creates an even bigger shadow because they don't really know who you are or how you feel. You see, shadow work begins when you really learn how to open your throat chakra and say what you mean and mean what you say. I do that in every one of my videos. I regret nothing. What you're seeing, I'm bearing my soul out here, and I'm speaking my heart and mind. I don't care what anybody thinks. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's the shadow, and that's why we find the empowerment there. So stop suppressing your emotion. Stop biting your tongue. And if you feel a certain way about this whole pandemic, start speaking up, staying true. Because it's actually when you realize your shadow side can actually lead to a more authentic life, a life of self-healing. Your shadow side, in actuality, is your authenticity. Slow motion this side. And you know what, deep divers? What? I had to leave a fake life to embrace this real life, where I could actually express my shadow side. Because in that fake life in the Matrix, I had to suppress it. Now people know who I really am. Do you know how many friends I have out of the blue? Oh, my gosh, Ralph, I've seen your video. I didn't know you were like this. You're so inspiring. You really make me think. Now they know me. I don't know them, because they're hiding who they really are. I'm exposing it. Shadow work 101. Have a shadow work journal and write in every single day. Have a shadow work journal and write in it every single day. I want you to check yourself, like, because we often feel that we are all angels and saints, when in actuality, we're no different sometimes than other people down the road, right? Write about all of your flaws. Write about all of these undesirable aspects of yourself single day that you notice. You see, once again, once you realize that shadow work begins when you are more mindful of your everyday actions without, keyword, without judgment, it's more about acceptance. It's more about being an observer of your daily attitudes and actions. And the more you observe who you really are, the more you will stumble across who you really are. The more you will begin to know thyself. Know thyself. You have to learn never to judge how you feel, never to judge how you act. Just observe it. Never to judge how you feel about someone else. It could be really negative. Don't judge it. Just observe it. And then you'll start to find out, okay, maybe there's some work I need to work on. Like, why am I envious of someone else? That's your shadow side. Maybe because I'm coming to the realization that I don't have what they have. Okay, now we're getting somewhere, right? So that's what shadow work is. Learn to question why you feel the way you do. Learn to question your actions. Learn to question your beliefs. Learn to question your motives. I want you to remind yourself every single day, it's not about running from the darkness. It's about integrating the darkness into yourself. To say, actually, I am the light and I am the darkness. I am the good and I am the bad. I am the positive and I am the negative. Now we become more authentic, more real. And that's what shadow work is. It's total integration without judgment, guilt, or shame. And to do that, you have to be willing to expose yourself. You have to be willing to ruin your reputation. You have to be willing to throw yourself into the lion's den and then become the lion. And roar, 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 deep divers. And then just say, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? 7-Day Vegan Challenge. Shout out to everybody. who is not only eating leafy greens and fruits and vegetables, but also taking a day off just to stuff their face with vegan junk food. That's your shadow side, and that's okay. Deep divers, I'm just woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. I love all of you deep divers. Shout out to everybody who's been getting the wonderful good ass prana shirt at ralphsmart.com/clothes and spreadshirt.com. And if you are a sexy ass model, woo, with a whole lot of heart, who wants to model the clothing, show me what you got. Deep divers, and go and buy some. Got a question for me, add me on the verified Instagram page at official Ralph Smart, at Infinite Waters, and Facebook at Ralph Smart, at Infinite Waters. Check out the best-selling book, Deep Divers, for more powerful information like this. Feel Alive by Ralph Smart on Amazon and at ralphsmart.com/the book. It's okay to smile. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to show the world the real you. Oh my gosh, yeah. Kind of shocked me too, but that's okay. Have a beautiful day, deep divers. Peace. Infinite waters, diving deep once again. Stay well, stay healthy. Peace.
All right, guys. So that is the kind of the intro, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to loving yourself, you know, it's very important to examine and evaluate your shadow, guys. Very, very important. So, and I mean, hey, if you guys, any of you guys want to contact me, you can always email the podcast, enhancingawarenessradio@gmail.com. I also have a link tree. I also do sessions. But, I mean, I'm really not opening my sessions up to everyone. You know what I mean? It's like your energy. You know, if I feel led to give you a reading, I would definitely do that. So yeah, there are a few aspects, guys, that he talks about, and let me see which one. That shadow work important to start, and I guess we go, you'll be tested, right? Universal test, and just to test to see how your growth. I just pulled the growth card in my deck, and growth is about positive elevations, gaining more of yourself, improvement, new addition skills, maturing, moving forward, successful transitions, better life, you know, expansion. You know what I'm saying? So I think that is birth after when, you know, we are given these divine tests, right? So let's see what Ralph has to say when it comes to the testing part. So it's more than the test that you got to pass in school, but the universal test that we always don't pass, you know, because I don't think when it comes to the universe, I don't feel that it's pass or fail. You know what I mean? It's just about how many times do we have to repeat the class until we gain the lesson, right? And once we gain the lesson, that's when we truly evolve, right? And some of us, you know, I think that Bobby Hammett used to call it reincarnation, like you incarcerated, reincarceration or something like that, Bobby used to say. But like how we get, you know, we come to this prison over and over and over again. And I mean, Earth is a school, right? But it's how we look at it, right? Yet we keep coming to the class, you know what I mean, until we truly start to get these lessons. Like, what? Why are we here for real? You know, are we here just to live the American dream, or is the American dream what keeps us trapped here, right? Something to think about.
One love to you, beautiful deep divers of planet Earth. Another beautiful day. Shout out to everyone who's here. Shout out to everyone who's been diving deep. Let's breathe. That was beautiful. Let's go, deep divers. Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Raising the frequency. You better be raising the vibration. peace, infinite waters, diving deep once again. Beautiful deep divers of planet Earth, we are here. I hope you're taking care of yourself. Now, FaceTiming you right now, deep divers, if you are watching this video, I want you to trust the process. I want you to trust that everything is going to work out, even if it doesn't look like it. Now, someone sent me a message. They're like, Ralph, how can I really trust the process? How can I really trust that everything is really, 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 really going to work out? Because sometimes it doesn't feel that way, deep diver. Sometimes it feels like it's only going to get worse. Life is rough. It can be ugly sometimes. Even the cat down the road knows that. So the universe will test you every single day, every single second. How to trust that you will manifest everything that you want. We got a whole lot to talk about. I want everybody to hit that like button right now. If you're ready to become your greatest version, hit that like button, share this video. Very important. We ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? So wonderful, deep divers. Let me share with you what's really helped me along my journey. You see, a lot of you have seen me day in, day out, and you've seen me being consistent. You've seen me when I was having the beautiful afro in my back garden, and I'm still here after all these years. I had to hang in there, and that's the reason why I'm reaping the benefits. I want to encourage you to hang in there. Just because something is not happening for you right now, it doesn't mean that it won't happen. It can happen. It will happen, but you must trust the timing of your life. Your timing is your timing. The universe will test you. It is testing you every single second through delays, setbacks, disappointments, people screwing you over. You don't want to get out of bed. Bills to pay, examination stress, work stress. Don't pull out your hair, though. The universe is going to test you. People turn their backs on you. So many things happen to us each and every day. And to trust that everything will manifest for us, we must remind ourselves of one thing. Our story is not over yet. And we can rewrite the story at any time. You want to tear up that script you've been reading off that's not serving you. And you want to rewrite it, sure, you're writing the storyline that is serving you. Why do people always write themselves in as the victim? Why do people always write themselves in as those who have been hard done by? You want to write yourself in as the hero to say, you know what, I'm not going to go out like this. The universe will test you. Deep divers, oh, it will test you. It tested me. How to trust that you will manifest what you want. You see, what really helped me along my journey, deep divers, was to remind myself, we never attract what we want. We always attract what we are. Your thoughts, your words, your actions are all bringing something to you. It's the law of attraction. It's mentalism. Everything is mental. So you've got to remind yourself, the thoughts you're thinking are magnets. They're going to bring to you exactly what you're thinking about. If you're thinking about it's not going to go your way, it's not going to go your way. If you're thinking about giving up, you're going to attract that reality into your existence. Don't look back. You're not going that way. You see, we also never attract it when we want it. We always attract it when we're ready. slow motion inside, we never attract it when we want it. We always attract it when we are ready, when we have done the work, the blood, sweat, and tears. It's a marathon. A lot of people want it easy in this new world, instant gratification. You've got to remind yourself, nothing worth having comes easy. Nothing worth having comes easy. It is going to be tough. It is going to be difficult. It is going to be stressful. But guess what? You have all the tools inside of you to overcome any adversity that is in your way. Slow motion this size. The universe will test you. When your back is against the wall, when you wake up one day and you just look up at the clouds like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening to me. It was all good just a week ago. When it rains, it pours, deep divers, and the rain isn't stopping. So you shouldn't stop moving forward, pushing forward, realizing your story can serve as someone else's inspiration. Your story can serve as someone else's hope. My story did. I've been through trials and tribulations, but I turned that in this very alchemical process into the greatest blessing of my life. I wrote Feel Alive, number one best-selling book. I created a platform to inspire millions through my hardship. So you can use everything you're going through and inspire someone with it. The universe will test you. Deep diving. Oh, it will test you. Denzel Washington told Will Smith, the devil comes for you in your highest moment. The devil comes for you in your highest moment. Now, that was a metaphor, because the devil and God are within you. But you see, many times we get carried away, and you want to stay focused. I never sleep because sleep is the cousin of death. Shout out to Nas. I'm consistent every single day. I'm showing up. I'm not saying, you know what, I can rest on my laurels. I can snooze. There's no time to snooze. You better stay sharp and stay focused. This is how to trust that you will manifest everything you want, because you are making sure right now it's going to happen. You're not wishing for it. You are making it happen every single day. And deep divers, remind yourself, we attract the same kind of energy we put out there. What kind of energy are you putting out there? That's the same energy you're going to receive back. I trusted that everything is going to work out for me. You know why? Because of the energy I put out, I'm doing a little samba, baby, doing a little samba, baby. I'm putting out good energy, and the universe is sending it right back my way. My life's not perfect. People screw me over, but guess what? I got more people who love me than who are against me because of the energy I'm putting out there. I got a support network. I got a community. I got people who love me. I got people who are there for me. And that's the reason why I'm in the process of becoming my greatest version. Deep divers, let me talk to you. Woo! We're going in, deep divers. Hit that like button right now. The universe will test you. When the chips are down, how to trust that you will manifest everything you want. Remind yourself, deep divers, when we talk of trusting the process, when we talk of trusting that everything will work out, a bird sitting on a branch is not afraid of the branch breaking, because its trust is not in the branch, its trust is in its own wings. We must trust our own ability, that we have all the tools inside of us to turn everything in our favor. When you remind yourself deep diving, the universe will test you. Life will test you. And when you are going through excruciating times of hardship, suffering, toil, you just want it to end. Here to remind you, even setbacks, failures, mistakes can serve as your greatest compass, your greatest guide. Why? Because you become smarter, not by getting it right, but by getting it wrong. Deep divers, when you get something wrong, you find out another way of how to not do it. You are becoming Einstein right now. Look at you go, deep divers. Remind yourself, there is no such thing as a mistake. There is no such thing as a failure. There are only stepping stones to help us become our greatest version. But I know you're hating yourself right now. I know you're trash-talking yourself right now because you're not manifesting the way you want. And so many people get caught in this mindset. But this is how you turn it around. You become mentally kinder to yourself. You wake up every single day and you speak the life you want into existence. I am the two most powerful words in the universe because whatever you put after that is what you become. I am victorious. I am the architect of my own reality. I will manifest what I came here to manifest. Nobody can hold me back. Nobody will hold me back. We've got to stop asking other people for permission to be great. We've got to stop asking other people for permission to be ourselves. You got everything you need to make it happen. Go out there. Do it. You've seen me do it. I'm rooting for you. Life will test you. The universe will test you. How to manifest. How to trust that you will manifest everything you want. Be patient. Everything that you want is already here. You just have to be patient. It's already yours. Everything will come to you at the right moment. Be patient. Deep divers, everything will come to you in the perfect moment. Be patient. Say it with me. Everything will come to me at the right moment. Be patient. Remind yourself there are seasons and cycles for a reason. It's going to happen for you. And in the meanwhile, make sure you're working on yourself. Make sure you're ready to receive it because it's going to come. You're already that person. Just put yourself in that place. And make sure you're not wasting your energy. Make sure you're not being inauthentic. Make sure you're not being inauthentic. Make sure you're being authentic. It's a marathon. The reason why I'm still here after all these years looking 17, is because I was doing it for the right reasons. Make sure you are doing it for the right reasons. People want to get clout. They want to manifest. They want the quick fame. But that's the reason why so many people sow the seeds of their own destruction because it's going to catch up with you. Only do it if your heart is truly in it. Only do it if your heart is truly in it. And when your heart is in it, that's how to trust that you will manifest everything that you want. Because the universe is going to carry you there. You're going to get there, to the top of the mountain, to the top of the mountain, doing a little samba, baby. And then just saying, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? Hey.
All right, guys. So that was great. what I got out of that as far as tests, you know, perception, you know what I'm saying? How are we perceiving? You know, when I embarked on this growth journey, as I say, one thing I noticed is that there's many levels to spiritual awakening. Like, I will openly admit in transparency that I thought I was woke. I thought I knew some shit. I thought I was, but baby, when I tell you the universe, I spell it Y-O-U, universe, right? When the U, universe, pretty much reflects back to you that, you know, one of the biggest affirmations is, I know nothing, okay? Because we will humble ourselves, you know, with our trials that we need, right? So, yeah. But perception was one of the keys, guys. You know, there are many keys into spiritual elevation, and perception is one of the biggest keys, and acceptance is another one. But, yeah, we will be tested, but here's the thing. How are we perceiving those tests? You know, not anything that man is doing, you know what I'm saying, but the spiritual essence of things where you know that you must do better, or there's something here that's not being evaluated accurately, and you know you must shift gears. You know what I mean? It's like a universal redirecting, if you will. You know what I mean? So, again, no pass or fail. It's just, you know, how many times are we going to repeat until we actually look in our mirror, you know? And that's not easy for a lot of people. I didn't know who the fuck I was when I first looked in there. You know, I was actually terrified. But it's very beneficial, you guys. Very beneficial. So let's see this next one. And it's only two more, you guys, and then I'm going to close out. But I thought, you know, it was a great idea to be a little lighter today and talk about self-love. So this is 7 self-love techniques. And then we'll end with trusting the universe, because that's definitely a very important part of it, right? Or trusting you.
Things you can do for yourself. Deep divers.
Here we go.
Self-love is one of the most important things you can do for yourself, deep divers, in your life. A lot of people say, Ralph, I love myself. I love myself. I love myself, Ralph. But self-love is more than just saying, I love myself. Self-love is an entire lifestyle that contributes to your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being. Okay? We got a whole lot to talk about, deep divers. I love myself. Woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Peace. Infinite waters. Diving deep once again. Beautiful deep divers. We are out here in the beautiful art gallery. We got birds over there. Hey, raising the frequency. Raising the vibration. 7 habits, 7 habits, self-love habits that will change your life. I love myself, deep divers, but it's not as easy as just saying, Ralph, I love you. No, I've had to change my entire lifestyle. I've had to change my habits. And I know a lot of people don't love themselves. How do I know this? Because I receive thousands of messages every single day. Ralph, I don't like my body. Ralph, I hate my job. Ralph, I can't accept myself. Ralph, I want to be like that other person. Always comparing yourself to other people on social media. Comparison is the greatest thief of joy. This is why in today's day and age, many people do not love themselves. But self-love is the catalyst to becoming your greatest version. Look, self-love is the elixir of life. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? The first self-love habit. Self-love habit that has changed my life. Stop the inner trash talk. This dialogue we have with ourselves. What are you saying? What are you telling yourself when you're whispering to yourself? When you're talking to yourself in your mind, is it serving you? Are you blaming yourself? Are you holding your past against you? You got to stop that. Instead of hating yourself for screwing up in the past, learn how to speak love. Learn how to speak words of kindness. Be gentle with yourself. You're doing the best you can. You see, the greatest relationship we can have is with ourselves, deep diving. Before you can find love with anybody, including the cat down the road, you have to find love within yourself. What? Slow motion this side. And that means you've got to realize there's only one body you're living in. And if you don't make peace with yourself, you can never make peace with anybody else. So stop trash talking yourself. Never utter words that bring you down. Always utter words that lift you up. Even if you're messed up, say, hey, I'm allowed to do that. I'm allowed to be clumsy. I'm allowed to be complacent. I'm allowed to be the work in progress and the masterpiece at the same time. You got to stop the, I should have done that. You got to stop the, I wish I had. Self-love begins with self-acceptance. It begins with accepting whatever you did in the past and now finding your peace in the present moment. The second self-love habit. Self-love habit that has changed my life, deep diver. It is to express myself. You got to express yourself. You got to put yourself out on Front Street. Many people watch my videos and they're like, Ralph, I wish I could say that. I'm like, why can't you? They're like, Ralph, I'm scared. Ralph, I haven't found my voice. And this is why a lot of people have a lack of self-love, which is the root of all suffering. A lack of self-love is the root of all suffering. So one step at a time, you got to learn how to express how you really feel about something. Stop saying yes to everyone when it's a no to yourself. And also, allow yourself to experience any emotion you're going through currently. No emotions are bad. You can feel angry, sad, happy. Allow yourself the joy of doing that, and this will increase your self-love. You see, as your self-expression increases, so does your self-love. When you learn that no emotions are negative, when you realize all emotions are just a temporary experience, and if you feel frustrated right now, if someone is frustrating you, let them know. Then you move forward. This is self-love. Because anytime you're suppressing how you feel, it leads to depression. You see, depression is suppression, which takes away your self-love. So learn how to express yourself. If you are unhappy about the global pandemic, speak up. And this will increase your self-love. What's the third? Oh, baby. Self-love. Habit that has changed my life and that will change your life. Go to the place where you find your greatest power. Oh, I feel a whole lot of love here, deep diver. I'm exactly where I need to be right now. I'm in my purpose right now. This is why I have self-love. This is why I have self-love, because I'm in the place of my greatest power. That is to inspire millions of people. I'm doing what I'm here to do. Many people are living someone else's life. You're caught up, not happy in that job, not happy in that relationship. It doesn't empower you. You're not proud of where you are, and you have to move to places that make you proud of who you are. You have to surround yourself with people who make you proud of who you are, and you have to say, actually, right now, I'm doing better than I think, okay? Go to the place where you find your greatest power. I'm skating every single day, deep divers. That is an act of self-love. Some people go to the gym, whatever rocks your boat, deep divers. If you feel empowered there, keep going to that place where you find your greatest power. It could be singing, wherever it is, going into nature like Ralph Smart every single day. Go to that place every day, and your self-love will increase. Remove yourself from places which make you feel small, which don't serve you. What is the fourth? Self-love habit that will change your life, that has changed my life. Unplug. Take a break from your phone, your smartphone, which is spying on you even when you turn it off. A lot of people are cyborgs and they don't even know it. You can't love yourself if you're always going outside of yourself for instant gratification. If you're clout chasing, if you're always comparing your body to someone else's ladies on social media and fellas, you can't love yourself. Self-love is all about when you learn how to take a break and say, actually, right now, I am prioritizing my mental, emotional, and physical well-being. And sometimes that means you got to take a break. You got to press pause. I told you, every single day, I'm in nature for hours upon hours upon hours upon hours. I even sleep out there. I'm taking a break from this illusion world, this matrix, to reconnect back to the truth of who I am, and this increases self-love. The fifth self-love habit that has changed my life, that will change your life, deep dive, the 7-Day Vegan Challenge, eat food that nourish your soul, that nourish your mind, that nourish your heart. Like literally, when I am eating a delicious aubergine salad, a butter bowl, quinoa, avocados, all of that, it's good for the heart and soul, deep divers, right? That's self-love. When you realize food is not only fuel, food is medicine. When you are eating food for medicine, for self-healing, this is self-love. You see, nature is so smart, it put the medicine inside of the food. What? Slow motion this side. The sick. Self-love habit that will change your life. Spend 5 minutes, make it 10, every single day alone. You might be meditating alone, you might just be staring at the sky. Alone time has helped me to love myself. Now, this is kind of counterintuitive, because don't we need to always be around people? No. When you learn how to be alone, you learn how to accept yourself. There are so many people in a crowd who are crying. They don't want to be there. They're faking the funk, pretending to be someone they're not. And this is why a lot of people don't love themselves, because you're trying to keep up with the Joneses. You're trying to do the popular thing and be in the it crowd when you should be in the inner crowd, which is you. So, spend time alone. I guarantee you, you will learn how to love yourself a whole lot more. And this is why a lot of people who spend a lot of time alone, like Ralph Smart, oh, I love myself, deep divers. I love myself. What is the seventh? Self-love habit that has changed my life and that will change your life, I'm sure of it. It's what I call mirror work. Every single day, stare at that mirror. I don't want to see myself, Ralph. Well, learn how to accept yourself. Those flaws you have, learn how to embrace them. If you do the mirror work, which is actually the shadow work, so you stare at yourself in the mirror, and many times something is going to come up. Many people say, oh, I don't like what I see. I feel uncomfortable. Do it every single day and just find one thing that you love about yourself. It might be your smile. It might be your cheeks, whatever it is, or it might be your heart space. It might be your kindness. And all of a sudden, as you're going to that mirror every single day, your self-love will increase because you are now doing the shadow work. In other words, you are integrating your shadow, loving the flaws and saying, actually, they are a part of me. Self-love begins when you accept your perfect imperfection. And then just say, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? Also, surround yourself, deep dive with people who love you for you. And I guarantee you, this will help you love yourself. Ooh, I like that. Woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Shout out to everyone who's been getting the wonderful good ass prana shirt at ralphsmart.com/clothes and spreadshirt.com if you're in America. And if you're a sexy ass model, woo, who loves themselves, you want to model the clothing? Well, go and buy some. Let me know why you have what it takes to be an Infinite Waters model, okay? Add me on Instagram for more daily inspiration at official Ralph Smart at Infinite Waters and Facebook at Ralph Smart at Infinite Waters and Snapchat at Good Ass Prana, baby. Check out the new book, Deep Diver, for more powerful, life-changing information just like this. Feel Alive by Ralph Smart on Amazon and at ralphsmart.com/the book. They tried to bury us. They forgot we came here to love ourselves. And that's what we're doing right now. Deep Diver. Have a beautiful day. Peace. Infinite Waters diving deep once again. Stay well. Stay healthy. Peace. You. Inhale all of that. Inhale all of that self-love, deep dive. One love to all of you. Peace.
Beautiful. I hope you guys love Ralph, because I do. Ralph is amazing, was an amazing teacher, you know, to lighten up your energy. You know what I mean? I used to play him like, I always say, another tip also, too, is when we wake up, when we rise, right, where's your mindset? You know what I mean? Is your mindset on what happened yesterday, what so-and-so not doing, what your husband, what your boyfriend did, or are we, my new thing to do now is, have you had your gratitude for breakfast? Okay? So incorporating, you know, maybe you have fruit for breakfast or a little sandwich or something, but also always remember to have your gratitude for breakfast. That's number one. The fact that you woke up, perfect, you know, but the gratitude for breakfast, highly important, you guys. So that's pretty much my podcast, guys. You know, just some of those aspects and avenues. You know, and also what's important is what I've noted in loving oneself, you're beautiful. However you do it, you know, if it's balanced, if it's imbalanced or whatever, you know, if it makes you happy and have a joy from within, do you. You know, imperfection is the perfection, right? And that's one thing I'm learning, not only for myself, but to accept others and how they project their self-love. You know what I mean? If it works for you, great. But one thing I've noted and learned is that self-love is in balance. You know what I'm saying? Do we love the good aspects about us? Do we love the superficial aspects about us? Do we love the annoying aspects about us? Do we love the stubborn aspects about us? You know, whatever it is, that quality traits that we are incarnated with, right? Incarceration, Bobby Emmett, that we incarcerated into, right? So, but no, truly, is true freedom, you know, the light and the joy. Where's my other thing? And pull card. The light of the joy that shines from within, right? Ooh, here it is. So I pulled the root chakra card, you guys. Chakras are very important. If you don't know about chakras, I encourage you to go to Infinite Waters chakras. Learn about the chakras. You already know that we are advocate of doing your own research and work. This is about human nature. This is about nature, period. Honoring yourself, your body, grounding, just honoring you as a whole, earthing, is definitely also another important thing. I was doing it all weekend. You know, just plant your feet in the earth, you know, and connect with mother. And, you know, just release or talk, you know, just have a conversation, guys. We always complain sometimes about we have nobody to talk to. Yes, darling, you have someone to talk to at all times. Go plant your seed, go plant your feet into the soil and just open the conversation with mother. She hears you, right? So I hope you guys enjoyed that. We're going to leave with Alan Watts. Alan Watts is a great teacher when it comes to anything. You know what I mean? So I love listening to the greats, and I was like, okay, which one should I play? And boom, Alan Watts, here we go. So, all right, guys, join me every weekend. All podcasts will be uploaded before 12 noon every weekend. If you need to contact me, deal with me, anything like that, you're always welcome to do that. Enhancing Awareness Radio at gmail.com, or you can use my link tree, and you could see there's other many different avenues. Our Facebook group is there and everything. Join our Facebook group, and, you know, it's a lot of comedic growth and ratchetness sometimes, you know, because I can be ratchet too, guys. But all right, guys, love you guys as always.
Lao Tzu puts it in this way: the great Tao flows everywhere, both to the left and to the right. It loves and nourishes all things, but does not lord it over them. And when merits are accomplished, it lays no claim to them. The more, therefore, you relinquish power, trust others, the more powerful you become, but in such a way that instead of having to lie awake nights controlling everything, you do it beautifully by trusting the job to everyone else. And they carry it on for you. So you can go to sleep at night and trust your nervous system to wake you up in the morning. You can even tell it, I want to wake up at 6 o'clock, and it'll wake you up just like an alarm clock. This seems a sort of paradox to say this, but the principle of unity, of coming to a sense of oneness with the whole of the rest of the universe, is not to try to obtain power over the rest of the universe. That will only disturb it and antagonize it and make it seem less one with you than ever. The way to become one with the universe is to trust it as another, as you would another, and say, let's see what you're going to do. But in doing that, you see, in saying that to everything else, that you have been taught to think is not you, you are also saying it to yourself. Because finally, as I pointed out, you do not know where your decisions come from. They pop up like hiccups. And when you make a decision, people have a great deal of anxiety about making decisions. See, this guy who farmer who ordered a help man to come in and found he was an extraordinarily efficient worker, because the first day he put him on sawing logs and he sawed more logs than anybody had ever sawed. It was fantastic. But it was all done in one day. So the next day he put him on to mending fences. And there were all kinds of broken fences around the farm, and in one day he had the whole thing done. So he thought, what am I going to do with this guy? So he took him down into a basement and said, look, here are all the potatoes that have come in from this harvest. And I want you to sort them into three groups. Those that we sell, those that we use for seeding, and those that we throw away. So he left him at that. At the end of the day, the laborer came back and said, well, that's enough, mister. I quit. Oh, he said, you can't quit. I've never had such an excellent worker. I'll raise your salary. I'll do anything to keep you around me. Ah, I said, no. It's all right mending fences and chopping wood, but this potato business is decision after decision after decision after decision. So when we decide, we're always worrying, did I think this over long enough? Did I take enough data into consideration? And if you think it through, you find you never could take enough data into consideration. The data for a decision in any given situation is infinite. So what you do is, you go through the motions of thinking out what you will do about this. And then when the time comes to act, you make a snap judgment. I mean, I'm speaking a little extremely, making some fun of it, and so on, because after all, we do occasionally get the vague outlines of things and make a right decision on rational grounds. But we fortunately forget the variables that could have interfered with this coming out right. It's amazing how often it works. But worriers are people who think of all the variables beyond their control and what might happen. So then when you make a decision, and it works out all right, I think very little of it has much to do with your conscious intent and control. But somehow or other, you are able to decide and control things more harmoniously if you delegate authority. That's why very great businessmen are those who can delegate authority. Trust others to work for them. Because those are people developing businesses on the same basic structure that is fundamental to a living organism. Delegation of authority. It loves and nourishes all things, but does not lord it over them. And you see, then, what is happening is this. The more you let go of it and trust it, as if it were quite other than you, the more you realize the inseparable identity of self and other. Go back. If you try to find the identity of self and other by subjecting other to self, no go. If, on the other hand, you find it through giving self, that is control, over to other and trusting that, you may make a mistake. You may make a bad gamble. But in the long run, you're acting on a principle which has the backing of evolution. This is the way biological evolution goes on. Constant delegation of authority. That's why, obviously, the democracy is superior to the monarchy. It was de Tocqueville who said that democracy is always right, but for the wrong reasons. Because there is operating in a democracy the principle that Buckminster Fuller calls synergy. And synergy is the intelligence of a highly complex system the nature of which is always unknown to the individual members. Because that goes back again to this point, that we're always entering a new environment. We don't ever know fully what the new environment is, because the only environments we know are the past ones. There is always then operating in the development of cellular life on any level a new way of organization, higher than any existing form, and we are not aware of it until after it's happened. If you ever saw, for example, the film Kon-Tiki, this man figured out a few things as to how to make a balsa wood raft to sail from South America to the Pacific Islands. But once he had set this in motion, he discovered that all sorts of unexpected factors cooperated with him. That when the wood got wet, it expanded so that the ties bit into it and held it completely secure. He had never expected that. And he found that as he sailed along, a flying fish would simply alight flat on the deck every morning for breakfast. That all kinds of natural factors, it was just, he'd touched a key where he was flowing with the course of nature, and everything cooperated with him. Because he had touched the key. He had made the act of faith. And he was just picking up, in other words, a practice which had been hundreds and hundreds of years ago, had been followed by others who had worked it out by their great ecological awareness. So we do come out of this way of thinking to something which has, I would say, the most enormously creative and revolutionary social consequences. That it has become not virtuous, not self-sacrificing, not anything like that. It has become the hardest practical politics to let go control to others, to give up trying to dominate the scene. Also, in a parallel way, it has become at this time in our history very much hard practical politics. To learn how to enjoy ourselves. You can go to the Protestant people with their Protestant ethic who are against this kind of thing, and now say to them with great glee, it is your solemn duty to learn how to enjoy yourself. Why? Because in an age of leisure, people have really got to know how to enjoy themselves. Because if they don't, they'll smash the whole future of the human race. So a utopia has become not some sort of a dream, but an urgent necessity. We can't do without it. Because if we try to do without it, what's going to happen is that we are going to terminate our race in a mutual massacre of scapegoats. And so the present paranoia in the United States that is going on, where everybody is thinking up a new scapegoat and how great it will be to demolish them or get them out of power, all this kind of bickering and right and left politics has become irrelevant, because we now have the opportunity of trusting our own intelligence, our own technology. to take the risk of doing what we want, which will work to the extent that we realize that what I want, basically, what I really want is what you want. And I don't know what you want. Surprise me. But that's the kinship between I and thou. So when I ask, I go right down to the question, which we started with. What do I want? The answer is, I don't know. When Bodhidharma was asked, who are you? Which is another form of the same question. He said, I don't know. Planting flowers to which the butterflies come. Bodhidharma says, I know not. I don't know what I want. Well, when you don't know what you want, you've reached the state of desirelessness. When you really don't know. But you see, there's a beginning stage of not knowing and there's an ending stage of not knowing. In the beginning stage, you don't know what you want because you haven't thought about it, or you've only thought superficially. And then when somebody forces you to think about it and go through and say, yeah, I think I'd like this, I think I'd like that, I think I'd like the other, that's the middle stage. Then you get beyond that. Say, is that what I really want? In the end you say, no, I don't think that's it. I might be satisfied with it for a while, and I wouldn't turn my nose up at it. But it's not really what I want. Why don't you really know what you want? Two reasons that you don't really know what you want. Number one, you have it. Number two, you don't know yourself, because you never can. The Godhead is never an object of its own knowledge. Just as a knife doesn't cut itself, fire doesn't burn itself, light doesn't illumine itself. It's always an endless mystery to itself. I don't know. And this I don't know, uttered in the infinite interior of the spirit, this I don't know is the same thing as I love, I let go, I don't try to force or control. It's the same thing as humility. And so the Upanishads say, if you think that you understand Brahman, you do not understand. And you have yet to be instructed further. If you know that you do not understand, then you truly understand. For the Brahman is unknown to those who know it, and known to those who know it not. And the principle is that any time you, as it were, voluntarily let up control, in other words, cease to cling to yourself, you have an access of power. Because you're wasting energy all the time in self-defense, trying to manage things, trying to force things to conform to your will. The moment you stop doing that, that wasted energy is available. And therefore, you are, in that sense, having that energy available, you are one with the divine principle. You have the energy. When you're trying, however, to act as if you were God, that is to say, you don't trust anybody and you're the dictator and you have to keep everybody in line, you lose the divine energy. Because what you're doing is simply defending yourself. So then, the principle is, the more you give it away, the more it comes back. Now you say, I don't have the courage to give it away. I'm afraid. And you can only overcome that by realizing, you better give it away because there's no way of holding on to it. The meaning of the fact, you see, that everything is dissolving constantly, that we're all falling apart, we're all in a process of constant death, and that the worldly hope men set their hearts upon turns ashes, or it prospers and like snow upon the desert's dusty face, lighting a little hour or two is gone. You know, all that Omar Khayyam jazz. You know, the cloud-capped towers, the gorgeous palaces, the great globe itself, I, all which it inherits, shall dissolve, and like this insubstantial pageant faded, leave not a rack behind. All falling apart. Everything is. That's the great assistance to you. See, that fact that everything is in decay is your helper. That is allowing you that you don't have to let go, because there's nothing to hold on to. It's achieved for you, in other words, by the process of nature. So once you see that you just don't have a prayer, and it's all washed up, and that you will vanish and leave not a rack behind, and you really get with that, suddenly you find you have the power, this enormous access of energy. But it's not power that came to you because you grabbed it. Came in entirely the opposite way. And power that comes to you in that opposite way is power with which you can be trusted.
Thank you. sometimes.